This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Magdalena Rodriguez. Date of birth, March 28, 1969. Case ID number is 103-02189. Date of exam, March 5, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. From Dr. Vincent R. Van, dated 12/8/2013. And from Dr. Gutierrez Wong, dated 8/11/2023. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old divorced female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, chronic kidney disease stage 4, diabetes mellitus type 2, diastolic congestive heart failure, hypertension, and obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in June of 2023, where she worked as a provider for 30 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her son, who is disabled as well. Allegation number one, decreased vision. Number two, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. Number three, diabetes mellitus, type 2. Number four, diastolic congestive heart failure. Number five, hypertension. And number six, obesity. History of allegations, number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2023, she started to develop problems with both of her eye visions. The claimant denies having glaucoma or being nearsighted, but does suffer from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. She has been told that she has bilateral cataracts formation, and she states she is pending surgery for that. The claimant also has diabetic retinopathy or retinal bleeds, and she has had 2 injections in the right eye and 4 injections in the left. She does not wear glasses at this time and states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision are poor. OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 13 feet. OS uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200. Allegation number 2. Chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The claimant states that also in 1986, she was diagnosed with chronic renal disease. She states at this time she's at stage level 4 and has not been placed on a kidney transplant list. She was on lisinopril, but is not taking any medications at this time, and there's no labs to confirm her diagnosis. She denies being on dialysis. Her blood pressure at this visit was very high. It was 176 over 114. Second reading was 213 over 112. She says she did not take her medications this morning. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant states that in 1986 she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. She does have in-organ damage of diabetic retinopathy with bleeds in both eyes, nephropathy, and diabetic polyneuropathy, with tingliness and numbness of her hands and feet. She also suffers from diastolic congestive heart failure with coronary artery disease as well. She checks her blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 220 to 700 mg/dL. Her blood glucose today was 239. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 8.0, which is fairly normal, but it's still on the high side. She is presently taking Jardiance 10 milligrams POQD and Traceba Flex Touch 20 units subQQD for her diabetes, which appears to be borderline high at this time. Allegation number 4, diastolic congestive heart failure. The claimant states that in August of 2023, she presented herself to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance and was hospitalized for 2 weeks, secondary to having left-sided chest pain. She denies having a myocardial infarction or any kind of surgery done. She states the character of the pain was pressure pain located in the mid-chest area, which radiated up to the right side of her back area. She states the pain usually lasts for 2 minutes, and it's a pain she has once a week. She states the pain is precipitated by any kind of exertion, and that she does not have the pain when she's resting or with any kind of food intake. She is presently not on any nitroglycerin and states that rest sometimes helps to relieve her chest pain. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, nausea, and dizziness. She denies any diaphoresis or vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of chest pain, and heart disease, menopause, and hypercholesterolemia. She denies any history of smoking. The claimant does have a history of peptic ulcer disease and gastritis and did have a gastric ulcer bleed which had to be surgically repaired. She denies any history of hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant does suffer from congestive heart failure with shortness of breath, pedal edema, and has to sleep with 3 pillows at night consisting of an orthopnea condition. She was diagnosed as having diastolic congestive heart failure with coronary artery disease and shortness of breath and a history of coronary artery disease as well, which is to be treated in the near future. Allegation number 5, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1986, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, mild midbrain headaches, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does have nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 176 over 114 mmHg. She did not take her medications this morning. She is presently on furosemide, 40 milligrams POQD, amlodipine, bisalate, 5 milligrams QD, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, valsartan, 160 milligrams QD, which she takes daily. Her blood pressure does not appear to be well controlled at this time. However, she did not take her medications this morning. She may also be a non-compliant patient. Allegation number 6, obesity. The claimant states that in 1986, when she was diagnosed with diabetes, she lost approximately 100 pounds, but then slowly started to creep up on her weight. The claimant has had no surgeries, such as a lap band or any other kind of surgery for weight loss, and is presently on no medications for weight loss at this time. She states that she has difficulty in controlling her appetite, and it may well be coming from fluid retention as well. The claimant suffers from symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 to 2 hours, climb 1 to 2 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She does have a walker that she uses at home but did not bring anything to this visit. Her physician is Dr. Gutierrez/Wong. Her medications include gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID, and ibuprofen, 200 milligrams QD, for pain, which does give her some relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is walking in the park with her walker. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, helping with the laundry, and doing some gardening. Family history. The father died at the age of 80 from hypertension, congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, and COVID. Her mother is 76 and died at the age of 76, and she had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, heart disease, liver cirrhosis, and renal cell carcinoma. Medications. Vitamin D, 50,000 units Q-week. Furosemide, 40 milligrams QD. Ducasate, sodium, 100 milligrams BID. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID. Ibuprofen, 200 milligrams PRN is needed. Minocycline, 100 milligrams BID. Duloxetine, 30 milligrams QHS. Bisoprolol, 5 milligrams PRN is needed. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID. Bosartan, 160 milligrams QD. Rosuvastatin calcium, 20 milligrams QD. Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD. Traceba Flex Touch, 20 units sub-Q QD. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, diastolic congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity with a BMI of 41, non-insulin dependent, diabetes mellitus type 2, chronic kidney disease stage 4, major surgeries, C-section times 2, one in 1986 and another one in 1994. Repair of a gastric bleeding ulcer in 1990. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially beer. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 212 pounds, height 5 feet and 1/4 inch tall, BP 176 over 114 mmHg, second reading 213 over 112 mmHg, pulse 91, respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 41. General. This is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with signs of diabetic retinopathy and some bleeds. However, no cataract formation was noted. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally reactive, equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 13 feet. OS, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200. Could you please drop down to cardio? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. There is a short, small murmur heard over the left side of her chest, but no rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 3+ on the left side and 3+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also normal at 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Lungs were not clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant did have bronchial ronchi and rails and appeared to have some decreased breath sounds on the right side. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some pedal edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. The claimant, muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. Mild joint swelling was noted, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant has mild decreased sensitivity of the hands and feet. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, the claimant was unable to get up on the exam table to do the supine position for straight leg raise. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the hands and feet. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from the sitting position. However, the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not present with an assisted device, but she states she uses a walker at home. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally, and the claimant was able to oppose fingers, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Chest x-ray. Cardiomegaly is apparent with the chest clear of acute pulmonary and pleural processes. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to heart failure. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of congestive heart failure and cardiomegaly. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses, secondary to diabetic retinopathy with retinal bleeds. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to diastolic congestive heart failure with cardiomegaly and a history of coronary artery disease, comma, decreased vision, comma, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, comma, and uncontrolled hypertension. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Magdalena Rodriguez.